The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
Ons regstreeks van Sugar Beach in Mauritius. En ek het nou rarig 'n groot fangirl moment gehad. Want in soos 'n vars Mauritius breeze by die courtyard stap Annelien Kriel. Ek is amper soos in 'n ander wêreld. It's like totally unreal for me. Welcome to The Drive with Robin Ross, Annelien.
Hey, dankie, Ross.
So, Annelien, jy is nou eintlik 'n inwoner van Mauritius. Hoe het jy besluit om hier jouself te vestig?
Jy weet, dit was altyd 'n droom vir my gewees om op 'n tropiese eiland te woon. En die naaste eiland van Suid-Afrika af was Mauritius, wat al die dinge gegee het wat ek nou gesoek het. Maar regtig waar, ek het na die eiland toe gekom van die 70er jare af. Van 74 en ons was hier gewees met die opening van verskillende hotelle, wat my man op daai stadium was in die hotelbedryf gewees. En so dit was altyd 'n droom en ek het nooit gedink dit sal werklikheid word nie. En vandag hier is ek. Ek is nou al wat 11, 12 jaar wat ek op die eiland bly.
Wow.
But it's a very different pace of life.
Yeah.
You know, if you've sort of grown up in an urban area like Gauteng, for example, or you're used to big cities and so on, it's very different coming out to an island. And some people I've spoken to say, you know, absolutely, oh, I couldn't do it. It's too slow for me. But I could. Dis so lekker, dis so rustig. It voels sommer lekker.
Ek sal sê, Rob, it is a small town living, you know. But what is wonderful about it is really the different cultures.
Yeah.
That, you know, you got Indians, you got French, you got South Africans, you got the local Creole people. And they're all wonderful and friendly and all love life.
Yeah.
And love island life.
Have you seen over your time here, you've been saying you've been coming here, you know, since the 70s and then moved here a couple of years ago. You must have seen sort of the growth of the island because it's now become very sort of investable and companies are coming here and building stuff. I mean, it must be quite a big change that you've seen.
Huge, huge change. I'm telling you, even in the last 10, 11 years that we live here now full time.
Yeah.
Incredible. I just said to my husband the other day, I said the building industry must be doing a bomb because there's just everywhere you see cranes, you see apartment blocks going up. I said, maybe they're waiting for all the South Africans.
The load shedding keeps up. They're going to be busy, I can promise you.
Annelien, jy het in die dorpie, dit was steeds 'n klein dorpie daai tyd, Witbank groot geword. Gee hierdie plek vir jou 'n bietjie van 'n plattelandse gevoel, dat die mense is net rustig en plat op die aarde en vriendelik en jy kan net met enige iemand gesels amper.
Ja, ek dink so. Maar ek moet ook sê, jy weet, Witbank was 'n cool myn dorp gewees. So hier is pragtige see.
Is bietjie mooier.
Ja.
So dit is moeilik om dit te vergelyk. Te vergelyk. Maar definitief, dit is rustig en is 'n lekker lewe en ek het my honde om my. Maar ook, ek moet sê, op hierdie stadium van my lewe.
Ja.
Ouer, ek is 67, amper sê ek 76. Anyway, so op 'n ouer stadium is dit ideaal.
Ja.
Maar ek dink as 'n ou jonger is, ek dink is miskien moeilik om 'n besigheid hier te begin, want dit is 'n klein eiland. So dis dit sal moeilik wees tensy jy iets het wat uniek is. En ek dink baie mense sê vir my, jy weet, ons moet so een of twee keer 'n jaar van hierdie eiland afkom, net om 'n bietjie van die buitelewe te ervaar.
Fair enough, I get that. But if you can get up in the morning, go for a walk on these beaches, and enjoy the palm trees around. Oh.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.